Blog Talk Radio. God provides, so why do I worry about my life? When you come to my rescue a thousand times, every other voice it is a lie. God provides, God provides in ways I can't explain and can't deny. The little that I have, he multiplies. Just when I feel he won't show up on time, God provides. He'll come through when the clouds of doubt rain down on you and test everything you thought you knew. Now you finally see what God can do for you. So tonight, close your eyes, there's no more need to fight. Watch God provide. God provides. It's hard to say when there's no food to eat, or what you see feels all that life will be. And will this be another year of misery for me? But my faith can't survive on just things I
morning. I give honor to our Lord and Savior, who's the head of our life. And I know that God is providing, and tell you what, he's going to get ready to provide for you on a greater level. Because whenever you enter into a new place in him and a new place into your life, you better believe things around you Things get greater. The blessings get greater. Things that God has for you, it gets greater. I don't know about you, but I just don't want to stand on the same stage in life all the time. I want to keep moving. Amen. I want to keep moving. Minimum wage probably was good for me back when I was in school or grade school or home with my parents. And minimum wage probably worked out for me to get me different things that I needed and help me. But after some time, I began to grow up. You begin to grow up. You begin to take on responsibility. So minimum wage is not working for some of us no more. Amen. And some of us probably there, but they say, you know what? It's just not working. I need more. I need something else to help to sustain me. And I know that God has what he needs to sustain you. And I'm telling you right now, it's some rich information that's going to be coming all this week. God's going to be hitting all four cylinders. We're going to begin to live like we like. We want to live how the kingdom express us to live. So therefore, let's get on away with this thing. First of all, give honor to our Lord and Savior, who's the head of our life. I first shout to give a shout out to my wife, First Lady. Amen. I praise God. Thank God for her. And also my young family. Golly, y'all just don't know. It's a fresh love that came over me. My goodness. And I just love you all. Thank God for you all. Ready for this excited last 6 months, 5 months, or however we got left in this year. This is going to be the most exciting time that we have in this year. You got to get ready because we fit to live. Friends and families and friends, I also give a shout out to our international listeners. We thank God for them. I know they're looking for our very own Pastor Skip. Amen. I love it. I love it. Y'all keep pulling on, keep on pulling and praying for them and praying for the family. Amen. That way, keep bombarding heaven and heaven know that, hey, it's a need for them. It's a need for them. So we keep their family and keep them up in prayer. You got to believe God just getting him ready so he can make a comeback like never before. And I'm just waiting on it. It's going to be something awesome. Amen. And I give honor. And also, we don't want to forget our very own Stephen Let's Show. Amen. We still love them. Amen. We want to hear from them. We want to keep them up in prayer. And we're going to keep them also up in prayer as well. So our international partners and listeners, here. We thank God for trusting us every day, part of the week, regardless of you download the message, on with the message, you connecting right now, do whatever, your internet access, laptop, whatever you are. We thank God for you. We hope that, let me take hope out of the way. I know that it's some information that is coming to help you to advance to your next level and advance to your next realm. And the reason why I know that, because the information we give, we don't pull it out of our own head. We begin to seek God and allow God to give us our information for we can begin to release it to the body. I know that God is pressing us into a new place, into a new realm, amen, for we can keep on living, for we can live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. That was the friends right here in our very own United States of America, amen. We send a shout out to you all, amen, and we're telling you to stay focused, keep pressing, California, Washington, D.C., we praying for you, amen, Nevada, Ohio, Pennsylvania, New York, Denver, Massachusetts, Michigan, North Carolina. We praying for all our partners and listeners, and we thank God for each and every one of you. I want you to begin, go ahead and write me, go ahead and reach out. I know some of you, you're asking for the message special all last week, and you want to know more about it because the information is, my God, is very rich, that is going to help you to advance in your natural life, well, so help you to advance in your spiritual life, amen, and especially of the breakdown of understanding your context and your philosophy. For your execution can be accurate, your execution can be very profound. You got to believe I really hit the surface on it. I have not drove it down deep yet, but yes, you will be able to get a copy of that if you please desire and do so. Just come back and send me a message to Blog Talk, or you could go on my Facebook page, Prophet Temple Spencer, and you'll be able to send a message, and I'll be able to get you that, amen. But you got to stay tuned. There's going to be some more. There's going to be some things that I'm going to be making, not on the scene with everyone, amen. And you're going to have access to get it, because that information is really going to advance you in your life. It's going to advance everything about you. I'm telling you, it has advanced us. Advanced me and my wife. Advanced us, and it continue to advance us. Now, if you want the information, and if you're ready to apply it, I want you to keep in mind and remember this. If you're not ready for the responsibility that's going to come with it in your life, responsibility, that different things that going to come in to scratch you, you might not want to grab this. But if you're ready for the responsibility and you're ready to begin to operate on a whole other level, whole other plan field, this is for you. People that are ready to move from where they are to excel into the place where God called them to be, and they ain't worrying about responsibility. They ain't worrying about being accountable. All they worrying about, I want to operate at the top peak in my life all the time. Amen? Well, we're talking to each and every one of you, because that's what the kingdom is all about. And I just give honor to you all once again. I will be feeling my love and feeling my energy this morning. We thank God for you, and we just bless God for you. And I know that God is just loving us because of what He releasing. And because of what He releasing, that shows us that we are moving forward. Because when you move forward, I don't have to go back and relearn things that I already have. Go back to paths that I already took. Go back to valleys that I already been through. I'm pressing forward. Because I'm pressing forward, God got to give me some fresh rhema. He got to give me some fresh information, fresh things so I can keep advancing forward. Are you ready to advance forward? I know you are. In your life, in your home, we thank God for your children. And before I really start digging into some things, we're going to get ready for our very own Mother Jackson. Go ahead and cultivate these grounds with prayer, like you do just about every morning. God bless you, Mother Jackson.
God bless you too, Apostle, this morning. I would like to say good morning to each and every one of you. First of all, I'd like to give honor to Jesus Christ. He's the head of my life. And to my husband, Deacon Joe Jackson, to Pastor Smith, and Pastor-elect Barbara Smith, and to you, Apostle and First Lady. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you once more on this blessed Tuesday morning. God, just giving you the praises and the glory this morning, God. We realize you didn't have to do it, but you just did it because of your love and your kindness. God, we thank you, Lord. We ask you this morning, God, if we have anything against anybody in our heart, God, just forgive us, God. In the name of Jesus, God, continue to show our heart and our minds this morning. In the name of Jesus, God, we just thank you. Lord, we lift up every leader that it is, female or male. Oh, God, we pray, God, let them continue to stay up on the wall. Don't let them come down, God. Let them cry out your truth from their lips of clay this morning. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you. We thank you for another day's journey, God, how you shield and protect us, God. Then you turn around and breathe down on us this morning and gave us another opportunity of life, God. We thank you this morning, God. So that much, we ought to just begin to praise you this morning, God. God, in the name of Jesus, God, let us forget about our wants and our needs, God. Because you are our supplier, God. If you said it, you'll do it in the name of Jesus, God. We ask you this morning, God. This morning, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, let us continue to cry out your name. Lay before you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. How we thank you, Lord. Let us begin to have a thanksgiving on our hearts. Each and every day, every second, every moment, God. Don't let us never forget about you. Let us think about the goodness, God, that you have provided and did for us, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We realize, God, some of us didn't even deserve it, but yet and still you did it anyhow. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, Lord. Let us continue to lift up the Smith family household, God, this morning. Pastor Smith and First Lady Barbara Smith this morning in the name of Jesus and their family, God. Continue to heal in the name of Jesus. Strengthen them, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for them in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, how we thank you this morning. We have so much to thank you for, God. If we begin to thank you from now until the eternity, God, it still wouldn't be enough in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for all things. Hello, God. We thank you for your salvation this morning, God. We thank you for your blood. We thank you how you died on Calvary, God. And carried your own cross, Lord of all, and didn't say a mumbling word, God. We thank you, God. Oh, how we thank you, God. Oh, God, that let us know how each and every one of us have a cross. We shouldn't say a mumbling word, and by nothing, God. Lord of all, God, just carry it and know that God is with us in the mighty name of Jesus. How we thank you this morning, God. We thank you for the shackles over our head, God, in the name of Jesus. He called about, say, God. While we complaining, God, we got to realize. Somebody in Kobo say is laying in the street, don't have a chapter. Somebody this morning don't even have nothing to eat. How about say in the name of God? I thank you, God. Because you had to teach me how. If food is all right, God, but you said in your word, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeded out the mouth of God. I thank you this morning, God, for that teaching in the name of Jesus, God. I thank you, Lord, for making me grateful, how about share about everything, how without complaining, just saying thank you, Lord. And about share, God, we all need to begin to say just yes, Lord. Thank you this morning, how about say, no matter what we go through, let us go through it, how about share, just saying thank you this morning, God. We lift up every sick and shed in, how about share this morning, God. Realizing, God, by your stripes, we are already healed. In the name of Jesus, let us continue to stand on your word, God. Stand on your divine word of us, because every word that you spoke, it was true. Every word you spoke came to life. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you. We thank you this morning. How the boat, God. We thank you for the heat. How the boat, standing the boat, even the cold when it comes, God. We let us thank you for all things in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, as I was saying this morning, God, somebody's laying on a bed of their bed or most shunned about how this morning. Can't even move, how even to wash their face, God. So we say thank you this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We just thank you this morning, Lord. Oh, God, we continue to lift up our babies this morning as they go on the way to school, God. Continue to shield them, protect them. Send our angels forth, how about say, God, to shield them from all hurt, harm, and dangers in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Don't let us look at the negative out of our Sunday, but let us look at all the goodness that you're doing. Let us look at the miracle that you're performing, God. Let us look at the healing that you're doing. Let us look at how you're making a way out of no way, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you for stretching us this morning, God, for making us, even in the powerhouse, this morning. God, we thank you. Hey, glory be to God. How we thank you this morning, God, for every step that you allow us to make, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Hallelujah, for every opportunity that the doors that you open, God. And we thank you for some doors, God, that you have locked, Hallelujah, and won't come open. We thank you for closing those doors in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, how we thank you, Lord. Let us continue to pray and cry out to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. We thank you, Lord. We lift up our family members this morning to you, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray that you continue to strengthen them, save, deliver, and set free in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we realize, God, nothing's too hard for you to do, God. Ain't no bullshit. These things we ask this morning in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, God. So we ask you today, God, just have your way. Have your way in our life. How do I say, God? It's not about us, God, but it's all about you, Jesus, this morning. So we ask that you have your way. Move us out the way and come in mindfully. These things we ask in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen and amen. I'm telling you, I'm in all.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
And amen. I am all agreements with the prayer, and I know for a fact that God is charging you right now. And I'm telling you right now, my God, don't wrestle with him no more. I declare and I decree that this is your last time that you will ever wrestle with God, wrestle with the information, wrestle with what God releases to you, because it might be unfamiliar to your spirit, that it might be new revelation that's coming into your life, that it might bring you out of a place to where you've been operating in the same old area over and over and over again, and you become comfortable in it. I declare and I decree in the name of Jesus that you're going to begin to come out of these places that where you feel comfort in, where you feel comfortable in, and you'll move into the realms, my God, regardless if it comes and stretch your capacity of understanding and stretch your intelligence, my God, but you're going to move into the place to where God have you at. You no longer shall be eaten from the body, but from the bottom, but you shall be eaten only from the top. That's what God designed for you to feast at. That's what God designed for you to worship at. That's what God designed for you to pray at. That's what God designed for you to live at. No longer your life shall be a life where it's feasting from the bottom. You shall be feasting from the top. You will not be getting leftovers out of your life no more. You will not be the borrower, but God you're going to be the lender. You shall experience supernatural, rapid, impact growth that is going to happen in your prayer life, in your part of worship, in your financial life, in your home, in your relationship, that it's going to be explosive. In the next 5 months, you're going to experience explosive growth. You're going to experience explosive relationship. You're going to experience explosiveness in your finances. You're going to experience explosiveness in your health. In the name of Jesus, who the Son said, Christ is indeed, and I declare and decree that your life is coming into a place to where you're free. You're free from the mind. You're free from the cares of the people. You're free from what somebody got to say about you. You're free how somebody looks at you, what they're saying. You are free from the grip of the world, from the grip of what the world decides to think and what they collect inside of you. Your life, I feel the Holy Ghost this morning. Your life is free. No longer shall the individual that is going to settle in your financial life on a 9-to-5 job. No longer you're going to be an individual that's going to settle from paycheck to paycheck. You shall have increase. I don't care if you is an individual is getting a fixed income. I don't care if you're an individual. My God, all the say you're going to get. At the end of the day, that might be man's rules, man's law. But in the kingdom of God, all things are possible. In the kingdom of God, the fullness thereof is Him. So I declare that your finances is going to begin to change because God's going to release in your life, and you're going to begin to operate and execute on the flesh manner that God has in your life. And a change is taking place even as we speak right now in the name of Jesus. You shall not settle, but you shall go and begin to use these learning tools and the tools that God has allowed you to collect and that somebody paid you to learn. But you can get ready to advance in your life and advance in the kingdom. You will be underwriters, undergirders of the kingdom of God financially, by your physical body and support, by your prayer, by your worship. In the name of Jesus, your life is not going to be the same because God has greatness for you. He has greatness for you. You shall no longer allow your physical body to, because of its tired, because of it being drained, because of its weary, you shall no longer to allow your physical body to predict your praise, to predict your worship, to predict your to
predict your drive, to predict if you're going to begin to position yourself to receive from the Lord. Your physical mind is not going to predict anymore for you not being in the place of prayer. You've been in a place of worship. You've been in a place standing with the living God. Your physical body will not predict the move and assignment that God has for you in your life anymore. That mold is broken. Whatever done influence you and empower you to operate with that concept, even though the concept is wrong, to execute something falsified, this is broken in the name of Jesus. It shall be done as the Lord put it, and as the Lord released it, it shall be done. It shall be done. Hallelujah. It shall be done. It shall be done. It shall be done. You give God a praise this morning. Give him the thanks this morning. Give him the glory this morning. Give him, because at the end of the day, of course, you're not going to be in the same place where you used to be. Of course, you're not going to be in the same place where you was a year ago, 2 years ago, because God got fresh manna that he's releasing in your life. And because of fresh manna, God's your mentality is going to change, your mind going to change, the way you perceive things going to change, your talk going to change, your walk going to change. They are not gonna, people are not gonna recognize you as the same old individual, the same old individual with the same talk, with the same look, with the same walk. It's gonna be a new transformation, a new dressing, a new mindset that God, I feel the Holy Ghost right now this morning, that God is releasing into you in this now, in this now time. You're gonna meet your set appointment with God, your set timing with God. Not only you, but your family, everyone you've been praying for, everyone you've been having a petition for, you're going to have a set timing with God. And the set timing is now, and the set timing is coming into your life right now. You get ready. You get ready to rejoice, because now you're going to begin to experience nothing but joy, nothing but happiness, nothing but peace, regardless if the enemy do try to come in like a flood. Regardless if the Amorites, like the spirits, the Amorites, the Hezekites, the Hittites, regardless of whatever them fights may be, you shall rejoice in the things of the Lord. That curse over your family, that curse in your life, it is broken by the power of God. We sever every infirmity, we sever every disease, we sever every generation curse, dealing with your health, dealing with your finance. My God, if it is sugar diabetes, if it is heart disease, if it is respiratory, if it is kidney disease, it we sever it in the name of Jesus. You shall not be individual to carry on that curse, that generation soul tie. It stops with you. You are defeating God, using you to put the stop to the family, because God chose you in this time. I want to give him a praise right now. Hallelujah. Let my God, let everybody give God a praise. When praises goes up, I know that it's a blessing coming somewhere. So you better get ready to have expectation, because as you giving God a praise, making it and controlling and commanding it in your first morning, you get ready to receive your blessing. My God Almighty, I steal the Holy Ghost, and I give God the glory. We give him the praise. We give him the praise. Hallelujah. 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 I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost. For he is worthy to be praised. He is worthy to be praised. I declare, my God Almighty, this is that, my God, I declare that your old mindset will be crushed. Your old mindset will be crushed. You will be crushed. Your mindset of the old, but it's not of God, will be crushed in the name of Jesus, because you're holding yourself up for your blessing. You're holding your family up for the blessing. You're holding what's connected to you for your blessing. I pray that your old mindset that is not of God, but have been developed by this world. It's been developed by individuals, have not came into a place where their philosophy is correct. They took pieces and bits of it and begin to release it into the body, and you begin to receive it. My God Almighty, we crush the things that was undeveloped, that was talked to you, that was released to you, that was imparted in your spirit. We crush undeveloped literature. We crush undeveloped ideas, undeveloped plans. We crush undeveloped teaching, undeveloped philosophy in the name of Jesus, that causing our execution to not be on point, but to be off, and causing us to be frustrated with God, with the church, with the people, with the pastors, with the everyone, in the name of Jesus. We crush that mindset in the name of Jesus. It will not work no more. And God, we release the philosophy and the information that you have for the body of Christ. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. My God, I feel the Holy Ghost. I'm trying to move on. I'm trying. God, I'm trying. But I don't connect with somebody's spirit out there and somebody worshiping God. They are allowing the shackles be broken. They are allowing the shackles off their mind to be broken. They are allowing the shackles of their spirit to be broken, and I want the shackles be broken. And when the shackles break off you, I release the angels of the Lord, begin to collect every shackle in the name of Jesus, and begin to throw them in a lake of fire, put them in a abyss in the name of Jesus, that it will not find you no more. You're going to be free. You're going to experience the mighty God, to worship God in the kind of glory like never before. You're going to be free to begin to ascend into the heavens like you never felt before. You're going to begin to be free as God releases fresh manna and fresh revelation and fresh vision in your life. You're going to be free that you're going to get ready to experience the kingdom like you never experienced before. Vision's going to come to you. Dreams going to come to you. Y'all hear me this morning. Ideas and thoughts going to come to you. You're going to have a new you. You're going to have a new part in your life that you never experienced before. I want to greet you and tell you, welcome back to your youth. Welcome back to your youth. Welcome back to your youth. In the name of Jesus, you're going to feel stronger. You're going to feel brighter. You're going to have more energy. You've been a move like you never moved before. We declare it. We decree it in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. By these spiritual wickedness, these ground level spirits, these ground level demonic spirits, no longer you're going to be subject, you're going to be prey, you're going to be influenced to these ground level spirits that influence you about talking, gossip, lying, that influence you to put emotions inside of you to cause you to react on some nonsense. No longer you're going to be influenced by these ground levels. You should be individuals that going to understand how to resist the enemy, but the enemy begin to, my God, begin to flee out of your life. No longer. Hallelujah. No longer.
Hallelujah.
No longer. I feel the Holy Ghost. 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 I got to move on. I want to give you this little piece before we move on, before we can set the stage this week, probably set the stage for the next couple of months. I don't see me getting through this at all, My God, please, if you need to, get the copies of CD special from last week so you can keep feeding your spirit. You can keep giving this into you. That's your last that's how you used to study. You used to study by somebody speaking and you begin to receive it. You have not came to that place of studying where it get repeated over and over and over again, because we don't see the value of investing into ourselves. We don't see the value of investing into information. We see the value that let me get it right now, but I don't want to spend no more, or I don't want to spend or sacrifice anything into it. I rebuke that stingy and that's, my God, that stubborn spirit that don't want to invest into you, or you don't want to invest into your life in the name of Jesus. Order to sell into the things of God. You're going to have to, my God, you're going to have to invest into yourself. It's going to cost you something. You got to believe that. Order to excel and move to place to place. Get the information. Get the philosophy. You're going to have to advance and invest into your life. In Matthew, the 18th chapter, the second verse, it says, "And called to him a child. He put him in the midst of them." Third, fourth, and the fifth verse, it says, "And he said, truly I say to you, unless you turn and become like a child, you will never enter the kingdom of, you will never enter into the kingdom of heaven." I want to highlight that, and I want you to really get this in your spirit. You will never enter into the kingdom of heaven. If the kingdom of heaven is where we're going to be entering into, or where we're going to be supposed to be operating in, and where we're supposed to be understanding, that's the what I need to be learning. I need to be understanding the kingdom of heaven. That's my domain. That is my ultimate goal. That is my place of operation. That is the place to where I need to be really into. It didn't say anything about the kingdom of hell. It didn't say nothing about the lower heavens. It didn't say anything. It says enter into the kingdom of heaven. It didn't say nothing about enter into a portal where the Satan and his dominions live at. You see how we got the philosophy all twisted up? Because we done exposed into a place to where we fighting and we rebuking and we trying to cast them out, other than what we should be learning. Learning and what we should be, information we should be gathering. And that is the kingdom of heaven. That's what we should be receiving. Now watch this information. The fifth verse says that whoever received one such child in my name received me. Information, execution, amen, receiving. And we got to understand how to receive. My God, I feel the Holy Ghost. And we got to understand, if we are not operated and we are not humble, my God, as the child, we are not going to enter into a place where God established for us, and that is the kingdom. I declare and I decree, as we begin to go on and dig into the kingdom, no longer you going to be, your prayer life is going to be the same. No longer your prayer life is going to be eye to eye with a demonic spirit or eye to eye with this world. I'm going to push you and I challenge you in the Holy Ghost that you're going to be praying from a kingdom position and praying over the body. Your prayer life going to increase and your prayer life going to change. Your position of how you pray and where you pray in the spirit is going to be changed. You're going to begin to change from the change and begin to pray from a kingdom perspective, from a kingdom position in the name of Jesus. That's where the place that Jesus always prayed for. He prayed for an area in the kingdom. He prayed for a kingdom position. When he dealt with the enemy, he did not dealt with the enemy on the same level that the enemy is on. He understood his level or his rank or his where he was at in the spirit. That's why he didn't have to wrestle with no spirit. He didn't have to wrestle with you. He say one thing, loose, let him go, leave this person alone. You know, you go, you leave, you whatever. You know, He didn't have to get all down and dirty with that. We getting down and dirty, and we having a fight with something because we on the same level with them. If we going to have a fight with a demon, that means we on the same level with that demon. If you have a fight with somebody, you having a fight with somebody on the same level with you. I never seen a person having a fight with an individual, and this person probably be about 3 or 4 stories up, and the other person is on the ground floor. One is high up, the other one is on the ground floor. Tell me how we're going to be able to have a physical battle. If you high and lifted up and the enemy is under your feet, how are we going to have a physical battle? It's no way impossible that me and you are going to have a physical battle if you high lifted up and I'm on my and you in. And I'm under you. I'm on a lower level than you. I'm on the first floor, and you on the 8th floor. It's no way me and you're going to have a physical battle. We probably can hear each other. Watch this. We can hear each other because as I yell out and you yell out, y'all hear me, we begin to exchange words. And because of exchanging words, we able to hear each other. So now we get into an argument. My God, we get into an argument because now we having a yelling match going back and forth. And that's what we're doing with the adversary. We having a yelling match with the adversary. Well, God did not tell us to have a yelling match with the adversary. I don't need to keep yelling at the adversary. I don't need to keep telling you to get out of my house. You already know what time it is. You already know that you already violated when you come into my house. Stop wrestling with things. Y'all hear me up in here.
Amen.
That is beneath you. That is not kingdom position. Kingdom position, you are sitting on high. My God, religion places us equal with the individual or equal with demonic spirits or equal with situations. You're not equal with situation. So therefore, I don't need to apply anything to that situation other than my position. And my position is stay standing on high. Stay sitting on high. Stay in my position on high in the kingdom. That's why we have to be high. We high and lifted up our Lord and Savior. Be high, lifted up. Therefore, every issue that comes in your life, guess where it's at? It's under your feet. You don't have no place to be equal with you. Every circumstance that come into your life, guess where it's at? It's under your feet. It don't have no position to be eye level with you. And when your circumstances become eye level with you, guess what? That's when stress come in. That's when worrying come in. That's when the unbelief comes in. That's where you begin to get upset. You begin to get mad. That's when you begin to come out of character. That's when all these things begin to occur because you are eye level with something that you didn't have no business be eye level with. But when you are high lifted up into the things of God, into the kingdom of God, that's why the Bible say, I will make your enemies your footstool. And the reason why you're going to be high and lifted up, and your enemy don't have no place other than to be your footstool. My God, that's the Holy Ghost. My God, that way you don't have to get angry no more because you high and lifted up. And when you high and lifted up in the kingdom of God, you don't see things the same way. Not everything can bother you because you are in God. Everything else is under your feet, is beneath you, is not at the same distance with you. I declare and decree that as you begin to soar into the presence of God, you will stay high lifted up in the kingdom of God. You will not come down for anything.
Amen.
You will not come on level with the demonic spirits, with issues, with different things that trying to will not come down no more. Your enemy going to be your footstool. My God, y'all hearing me? It's going to be under your feet. Situations is going to be under your feet. Life's crisis, life circumstances, it's going to be under your feet because you're going to begin to make a sound from the position, and that is kingdom up in heaven, and you're going to begin to release the sound. And guess what? Because you're not on the same plane, I want you to test this, and I'm going to go, and this one's nothing that I had prepared to release to you all.
Because you are not on the same playing field. You don't, number one, we don't have no business eye to eye and fighting with a spirit. We don't have no business. The Bible said resist him. The Bible even must tell us we don't have to fight. God said, I will fight your battles. Y'all hear me? God said, I will fight your battles. And the Bible said, resist him, he shall flee. And also, the Bible gave us our position, our position where we reign on. What is the position? I gave you the power to cast out the enemy. I gave you the power. Y'all hear me? So that gives us our platform. That gives us our position. So therefore, if the enemy want to get into a yelling match, guess what? My words have power. My words have power. You see that Jesus did never went into a yelling match with the adversary. He told the adversary when he was in the wilderness for fasting, he said, Satan, it is written. He didn't have no yelling match. He didn't have to have no screaming match. He didn't have to be going and slobbering and flipping out. He just said, Satan, it is written. Then when Satan wanted to show his face again, he didn't have no yelling match with Peter and said, Peter, you the devil, you got this in him. All Jesus said, Satan, the Lord rebuke you. Y'all hear me up in here. Because why? He's operating from a place of kingdom. And when you operate from the place of kingdom, what your words have power. Your voice has authority. You don't have to keep going and stressing and fighting with something over and over. I declare that today you're going to begin to exercise your voice. You're going to begin to speak and release. You're going to begin to say different things in the atmosphere, and you're going to see it manifest in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, you're going to see it manifest. You're going to see it come to pass. You're going to see that your word have power. Many of us have not seen things come to pass when we release, when we say, and we got to count on somebody else's prayer life. We got to count on somebody else fasting. We got to count on somebody else seeking the face of God. It's because we are releasing things out of position. We are releasing things and operating out of position. And we need to be operating in the kingdom. We need to be operating from a high level. We should not be fighting and wrestling with spirits. Why? Because that puts me equal with the spirits, and also that puts me out of the will of the Lord. Why did it put you out of the will of the Lord? If God says, I will fight your battle, and we begin to fight for God, that put us out of the will of the Lord. We're doing God's job for him, and we cannot handle God's job. We cannot handle God's job. That's his job and his job alone. Your job is to be positioned and begin to release in the atmosphere. So whatever you want, I want you to begin to position yourself into a high place. Position yourself into a place to where you can begin to release, and you don't have to get in no wrestling match or no screaming battle with the enemy. It is written. Rebuke the enemy, hush him up, and begin to position. Don't hush up the enemy and begin to put your focus on him, because at the end of the day, he's going to eventually sucker you in. You cannot allow the enemy, and I declare and decree that you will not allow the enemy take you from a place where you don't position in the kingdom and you don't position on high to come rob your joy, to come rob your peace, to come pull you out of that place and rob you and position you eye level with him. And I'm going to say this, and I'm going to go. What backed this text up and also give this a philosophy is astral punch, is when Adam and Eve was in the kingdom, and when the enemy came to Eve, the enemy had legs, and where it got eye level with Eve and began to say things to Eve, and they began to violate it. They begin to violate the instructions of God. And because of the instructions of God was violated, no longer the enemy will be eye level with anything. The Bible also declares that God told the enemy that you will be eating the dust of the ground. You will be slithering on your belly. No longer he is eye level with you. He is beneath you. And the only way you're going to begin to get to a place to wrestle with him, you have to get beneath. You have to get in the dirt with him to get eye level with him. And God never calls you to be eye level with the enemy. He calls you to rule over the enemy. And this day, I declare and decree that you're going to begin to position your philosophy. You're going to begin to position your perception where you're going to be no longer eye level with the enemy, but you're going to see different things in a whole new playing field because you're going to stay into the realm that God called you in. Listen, saints of God, I'm so excited. My goodness, this is so good. And I definitely want to keep going on, but I want to pause this for time's sake, and we're going to continue and go into some more. Listen, I want to go ahead and break down things. ADM, you might as well just get ready. We're really going to break down things pertaining to the kingdom. We're going to understand what is the purpose of the church, the order in the house, prayer and spiritual warfare, praise and worship, kingdom economics, kingdom financial, biblical economics. And we need to understand the pros and cons in that, the kingdom and the hospitality. Amen. The prophets and the prophecies, we're going to begin to dig into different things in the kingdom. All I'm going to be doing is touching bases, giving introduction on all this week. And I know you must, the introduction could help some of you. Amen. So I want you to begin all over the world, international. Go ahead, put it in. We're going to make sure. I'm going to make sure that I'm going to get you this information for you to begin to operate on a whole nother realm. You begin to operate in a whole nother facility. Amen. I don't know about anybody else, Mother Jackson, but I am ready. My God, I could tell it's already happened to me because, my God, my vocabulary don't change. The way I deliver don't change. The philosophy, the information that God is pouring into me is new rhema. My God, I'm already moving. And I thank God that every one of you is already moving as well. Let's get ready to advance and take our rightful position and our rightful place, what God designed, and we're going to begin to see it happen. My God, I can't wait for you to begin to operate from a kingdom position. I love you. I see you tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. God bless all of you.